27 to 11. Let's go on the pace now and find out what's happening in the harness racing world. Greg Hayes, good morning.
Good morning to you, Cozzy. We're going to talk plenty of Bathurst today. And, of course, it is Gold Crown, Gold Tiara night this Friday night, normally a Saturday, but because of the rugby league action in Bathurst this weekend, the club made the decision to bring the Gold Crown finals night forward one day. So Friday night is the big one. And we're going to talk all about the Gold Crown and Gold Tiara finals this morning. We're going to catch up with Steve Turnbull on the show this morning. Now, of course, he is chasing Gold Crown win number one, and he's got a big chance this year. He's got Smooth Bart going around in the Gold Crown final. Drew barrier number one at the barrier draws last night, and we'll catch up with Steve this morning. Going to speak with Kerri-Ann Turner. Now, she's got I Can Run in the Gold Tiara final, but she also brought up win number 1,000. On Saturday night at Newcastle. So I thought we'd get Kerri-Ann Turner on the show this morning. She's not yet 30. A remarkable effort for someone so young in the sport. So I thought we'd speak with Kerri-Ann. Lauren Tritton is going to join us today. One of the greatest performances I've seen as a two-year-old, Major Bob. He won a heat of the Gold Crown on Saturday night. He galloped at the start. Now, they're obviously only racing over the short trip at Bathurst, the 1740. Major Bob probably gave them 40 metres, maybe 45 on a rain-affected track on Saturday. He settled. Lauren caught the field, didn't panic, let him get back into his pace, balance up, and then brought him with a well-timed run, and he got there right on the line. And most impressively, he won by a length. So he gets through to the final. Obviously, after galloping at the start, has been made an OD into the final. So he has drawn barrier 10. The Tritton camp also have Brooklyn's Best going around in the bracelet on Friday night. So we'll talk about that with Lauren. And I want to speak with Kerri McDowell, because Kerri's got Michelle Lee Mack going around in the Gold Tiara final. She also had Xanadu win a heat of the bracelet yesterday. So a lot to get through this morning. But just want to speak about the performance of Kerri-Ann Turner. Obviously, partners up with Robbie Morris. She's a great driver in her own right. She probably doesn't get the drives that she would if she was driving her own stable. Obviously, Robbie gets the majority of the drives there. But in her driving career, she's had in excess of 4,000 drives. She's driven the best part of 650 winners. She's driven 648, so she's coming upon a milestone there. But her training record, she's had 6,266 starters. She brought up her 1,000th training winner on Saturday night at Newcastle when Gotta Be Downtown saluted. Josh Gallagher doing the driving on that occasion. She's had more than 1,600 place getters as well. Her horses have won the best part of $9 million in stakes. She trained her first winner way back in the season of 08-09. But if you have a look, 91 winners this season, and we're only, still in March, 179 last season, 142 before that, 149, 150, 151. You can just set your watch. There's 150 winners each and every season for Kerri-Ann Turner. She's joining me on the show to have a chat. Congratulations, Kerri. Well done on 1,000 winners in your career.
Thank you, Greg, and thanks for having me on.
No problems at all. A massive achievement for someone so young. It must feel like a bit of a dream to bring up 1,000 wins in your career so young.
Yeah, no, I really didn't know how many winners we'd actually trained, and someone said to me probably a few weeks ago that we're getting towards 1,000. And it's been a lot of hard work. And a lot of people that have helped along the way to get those winners. So, yeah, a lot of thanks goes to all the support that we've had behind us.
You've obviously had a lot of great owners, and you've obviously had some great staff over the years. And we had Robbie on the show only a couple of weeks ago, and one of your staff members is at the moment going through some pretty tough times, who was badly injured. So, you know, it's not all about winning races. Sometimes people get hurt doing what they love, but in the end, you know, it's all about making a profit, and winning races is a bonus, and it's been a very good time for you.
Yeah, all the owners have been they've been sensational to us, and they've stuck with us from a very young age, and they just had faith that we could get the job done, and we couldn't thank them enough, and the staff here, they're more like family to us here at Lucky Lodge, and we try to treat them like family, and when things like that happen and young girl got hurt, it hits you a little bit hard, and but everyone sticks together, and we're able to get through.
How is she coming along?
Yeah, she's I spoke with her yesterday, and the doctors are happy with the way she's progressing. She's still got a little bit of blurred vision, but hopefully, in the next few weeks, she'll be a lot better.
All right. Let's have a chat about your Gold Tiara heat winner, I Can Run. She's obviously got loads of ability. We already saw her win the Pink Bonnet, but she was able to win her heat of the Tiara last Friday. You must be happy with how she's going into Friday's Group 1.
We give her a little hit out this morning, and couldn't have been happier with her. She seems to have come through her runs really well. She's just been a filly that's kind of done everything very natural. She's drawn barrier 9, which, we're not too unhappy with that. There's a fair bit of speed off the front line on Friday, and, it's very hard to win races like that, and we're just thrilled to be in it, and, whatever the outcome comes, we're just happy to be there on Friday.
With all that speed on the front row, it looks as though it could be a war of attrition, and that might actually suit your filly, because we saw when she won the Pink Bonnet, she basically was the last one standing, and she's got that dash at the end. And again, when she won her heat on Friday night, she was able to dash at the end of her races, so she can dash at them at the finish of her races, and that probably is her best tool that she's got. So if they do go hard, she might be able to grab them late.
Yeah, well, at this stage, that's the only way she's really been driven. So it seems to have worked for her so far, and there's probably no reason to really change the way we need to drive her. And as I said, for the owners, Alex Smith and Russell Woods, they're over the moon to have a filly that's able to compete in these kind of races, and it's a big thrill. And as I said, whatever the outcome comes, she's done a good job so far.
I know we spoke with Darren Williams from Harness Racing New Zealand last week about the New Zealand Jewels, and I know that Darren's been in contact with you guys about a possible trip across to New Zealand with your filly. Is that something that you guys are considering with I Can Run?
We had a little chat about it, but I think considering she's got so much on offer here to race, she's Breeders' Challenge, and she's got all those races to look forward to. So I think it'd be probably a good idea just to stay here and concentrate on the races that we've got on offer here.
Okay, so most likely after Saturday night, it's Friday night, I should say, she goes out for a little break, and then you get her ready for the Breeders' Challenge?
Yeah, at this stage, that's the plan. We'll get through Friday first and then make some decisions, but probably look to go have a couple of little easier weeks and get ready for the Breeders' Challenge.
All right. All the best of luck. Congratulations again on the 1,000 wins. And you turn 30 next month, don't you?
Yeah, in a couple of weeks I turn 30. So, yeah, getting a bit of age on me now.
Unbelievable. It's a very impressive achievement for someone that hasn't turned 30 yet. 1,000 winners in your training career. Well done.
Thank you.
There she is, Kerri-Anne Turner, one of the leading trainers in the state. She picked up the premiership last year, and she's well on the way of doing that again this season. So well done to Kerri-Anne Turner. Gotta Be Downtown was the horse that brought up that achievement on Saturday night at Newcastle, and probably a horse that Kerri-Anne won't forget for a while after the achievement. Now, if you missed the barrier draws, I'll run through them for the Gold Crown and the Gold Tiara. The barrier draws conducted at 7 o'clock last night at Bathurst in the Crown. Smooth Bart drew barrier 1, Yarny drew 2, JOK the Emergency drew 3, My Ultimate Star 4, MacDan 5, Pat McGarry 6, Mystery Road 7, Jillaby Nitro 8. Gee, there's some good two-year-olds going around the colts and geldings. Sunny Weaver drew 9, Send It the Emergency drew 10, Percy Bailey 11, Major Bob drew barrier 12. The Gold Tiara, Gigi Blinks in 1, Jodina 2, Michelle Lee Mack in 3, She's a Mama Cedar in 4, Angel Shark 5, Tequila Tequila 6, Catalytic in 7, York Minster in 8, I Can Run 9, Happy Landing in, let's go again, Happy Cruising, that is, in 10, Joe's Joy the Emergency in 11, and Charlosia in 12. So they are the barrier draws for the Gold Crown and the Gold Tiara. Lauren Tritton is going to join us now. She's got Major Bob and Brooklyn's Best going around in the bracelet. Major Bob, of course, in the Gold Crown. One of the most impressive performances I think I've seen is in a two-year-old race in my time in the media on Saturday night. The win was unbelievable. He galloped over the short trip. He gave them the best part of 40 to 50 metres. Lauren didn't panic. She let the horse catch up to the tail of the field. She then didn't send the horse around to the chair. She let him balance up. She let him catch his breath. And then she brought the horse with one late dash at them, and she caught them. Not only did she catch them, she beat them by a length. And Lauren is joining us on the show. Morning, Lauren.
Hey, Hazy.
Major Bob, what did you think when he went up in the air? Did you think that was race over?
Yeah, Hazy, look, he's never galloped before. So even from his yearling prep all the way to the other night, he's never galloped. So he didn't know what to do. And I just sort of held on to him, just hoping that he'd get back into his gear himself. You know, but as soon as he got back down, he tried to chase as hard as he could. So I just sort of had to let him slide. And I thought, you know, he might be able to catch him. But the way he was travelling at the 400, it was just incredible.
So you actually thought you were some sort of winning chance at the 400?
Definitely. I just had to be patient, which doesn't really happen very often. But I just held on to him, and he was just absolutely full of running. So, you know, it was an incredible run from a two-year-old, and I don't think I've ever experienced that before.
And then once you let him down, gee, picked up so quickly and went straight past the leaders. You won by a length. He's been made an ODM, obviously makes his job so tough, because there does look to be a lot of depth in the Gold Crown. Do you just put it down to the fact that it was a wet track and rain affected? Is that the reason that he got a little bit rough on Saturday night?
Yeah, look, he's a little bit high strung, so I think it was his second start. He knew what he was going to be there for. It was a new track and it was raining. He's never seen rain before. He's never worked in the rain before. So, you know, there's a couple of things contributing, but he also did a couple of things wrong in the run as well. So it was a really impressive run by him, and he's got a massive future. I know he's drawn out wide, but there's going to be a lot of speed on, and you know, he'll be in a good spot early, and I'm not going to ride him off, let's say that.
Yeah, it might be a blessing in disguise in the end, because of where you've drawn. There are so many winning chances in the race. There might be a few that roll the dice early, and all of a sudden you might end up in a winning spot. And the way that he won the other night, he might find himself in a really good spot early.
Yeah, you know, and it's good that he settled. I know he had to chase hard and whatever, but he settled well, and he travelled well. So, you know, he can be driven with the sit as well, obviously, and he's so fast. So, you know, if they go hard early and then he's sitting in a good spot, I think he'll be really dangerous. And, you know, it's a two-year-old race, and we know that, you know, there's never a certainty. So, you know, we'll be there.
What have you and Shane come up with for plans for him afterwards? What else are you looking at before the end of the season?
Oh, look, he's highly strung, and we'll just see how he comes through the Gold Crown, and just hopefully, you know, it doesn't send him a little bit silly. But we'll work with him and just targeting big races, the Crown and British Challenge. So, you know, it'll be all there for him.
Okay. I know Shane's keen to go duels at some stage and win a duels. Would you be keen to get back to New Zealand with another horse? You went so close again last year.
I live so close to an angle track, I'm not keen to travel anywhere. But when you've got a good horse, you've got to do these things and you've got to experience it. And the owners need to have that experience of travelling to the duels, because it's just once in a lifetime thing. And, you know, it's an experience that you don't get very often. So if that's what they want to do, we'll make that decision after the Crown, because, like I said, he is highly strung. So we'll just see what happens after the final.
What did you think of Brooklyn's Best yesterday?
Yeah, she's a super little filly. I love her. She's my favourite. She just tries so hard, and she actually showed a lot of gate speed yesterday, which I didn't think she actually had. For me, I hadn't been able to get her out the gate, but she's so tough for such a little horse, and she was really impressive yesterday. She just played with them.
Just before I let you go, a lot of people might not know this about you. You're actually getting a horse ready for the show, aren't you?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Smarty, he's actually getting ready for the Easter show and the Tamworth Country Championships. His race name was Awesome Collect. He had 23 starts. He had a hard career. He had a slab fracture and a lot of other suspensory injuries. So we decided to retire him and put him into the show ring, and he's had a numerous amount of dashes, and he has a really good strike rate in the show ring, and he enjoys it. So I enjoy it too with a little bit of spare time that I have. Yeah, so it's really exciting, and it's really good that they have a life after racing.
So it's basically a chance, bit of relaxation for you away from racing. You get a chance to go down and work your show horse, and also gives you something to do on non-race days. You take your horse to the show and show it.
Yes, yeah, that's what we do. And it's hard work because, you know, you don't have a lot of spare time, but these horses are so versatile, and it's good that we can show everyone what they can do. You know, they can transform from racetrack to show hack, as we call it. You know, and Smarty does saddle, under saddle, and he does harness classes as well. So, you know, he's very versatile and he enjoys it, and I enjoy it. So.
Very interesting. All right, Lauren, good luck at the show, and, of course, good luck on Friday night as well.
Thank you.
There she is, Lauren Tritton, drives Major Bob. That OD might be a blessing in disguise. Got to look at that race a little bit more in depth. I'll go through and do some more replays as well before in the gig tonight. But Major Bob, OD, after Saturday night's heats. This Saturday, Friday, it's very confusing. Steve Turnbull, he's a man that will be looking for some Gold Crown glory on Friday night. Smooth Bart's first win. He just looks like he could be something very special. He's out of a great producing mare. She's produced the likes of Atomic Red, Power of Red, Runaway Red, My Dandy, Smooth Cash, and all of a sudden Smooth Bart comes along. I just don't know whether gate one is perfect for him. The man that'll know is Steve Turnbull, and he's joining me on the show. Morning, Steve.
Yeah, good morning, mate.
What do you think of Barrier 1? He had Barrier 1 in the Gold Crown heats on Saturday night. You didn't opt to show up too much gate speed. Can you show more speed in the final?
Oh, hopefully he'll be up there with him. I haven't really pushed him out that hard. He drew eight his first start, so I went back. And the next one, I thought that horse of Josh's would lead, and it was pretty tough run. So I didn't mind sitting on it.
Yeah. Watching your horse win his first start blew me away. The way he joined in and the way he won, he looked like a pretty special racehorse.
Yeah, it did suit him because they went very hard early and he just dropped right out of it. And then I got a pretty good run into it, and then he sprinted really quick after that. But that was I'd only trialled him once, so I didn't know how forward he was. But he sprinted really good.
So what do you think of him then?
I'm hoping he's real good.
Yeah, you're hoping, but what do you think?
Well, the family's been really good to me, and... Gee, if he's just as tough as Atomic Red was, I'd be over the moon. I put him through the series a couple of years ago, and he found the line every time, but he was a bit green. And this bloke is a little bit similar, so I hope he's as tough as him. And but I couldn't fault him this far, so far, because he hasn't actually done too much. Like, he's only been around the track three times. And so he's doing a good job.
He's at some beach somewhere. They can be a little bit hot. Has he shown any tendency to be like that?
Yeah, well, he had the three preps instead of two before he actually come into solid work. Because of that reason, he used to get a little bit toey and get crossed up a bit. So we just did a lot of slow work with him, keep him settled. And he's pretty good. Actually, the two runs he's had, he's been able to settle quite well in behind him.
All right. What about Yanni, the horse that's drawn Barrier 2? What can you tell us about him?
Oh, not a lot. I haven't had him that long. He just come up from Victoria. And, I haven't had him that long, but I was quite happy he's running in the heat.
There looks to be a fair bit of depth in the Gold Crown this year.
Yeah, I got a lot of respect for Anders drives that Dean horse, and also Lee's horse. It's really good.
Yeah, Jillaby Nitro, Mac Dance, your bloke, obviously the Tritton horse. There looks to be a fair number of winning chances right across the board. Whereas normally you go into, say, a Gold Crown, there's probably two main hopes. There's probably four or five winning chances. What about Myra Dawn? You got through to another Group 3 final with it.
Yeah, it's just a nice, honest little one. But she's only really tiny. She's well-bred. She's a full sister to Art Series. But she's always been a really little small thing.
Yep.
And so we give her a couple of starts, early three-year-olds, and she won them both, so we elected to turn her out, wait for about the bigger ones later on in the season. But unfortunately, she didn't grow much, but she's all heart. She just keeps plugging away.
How's the drought been out your way?
It's pretty savage last through the winter, but we've had a lot of luck. We had rain late spring and then a little bit in the summer, but it only grew a fair bit of rubbish.
Yep.
But now we've had good rain over the last couple of weeks, and we've got a good green growth coming underneath now.
Okay. All right, mate. So still chasing that first Gold Crown?
Yeah. I've drove the winner, but I haven't trained one, unfortunately. And it's a good field on Friday night, but hopefully we'll be up there with them.
All right, mate. Good luck.
Thanks, buddy.
There he is, Steve Turnbull, and Smooth Bart is the horse that he trains and drives, and it's come up with barrier number one. He's also got Yanni, who has drawn barrier number two, and it ran second in its heat behind Jillaby Nitro, who was very impressive for Marg and Jason Lee. We're going to have a chat with one more guest before we wrap up the show this morning at 11 o'clock, Kerry McDowell, who has had a lot of success, and this young filly, Michelle Lee Mack, has got an abundant amount of gate speed, and she's really proven that. She went round in the Pink Bonnet and showed tremendous amount of gate speed. And then what Cole McDowell was able to do in her Gold Tiara heat on Friday was jump out of the gate, hand the lead over, and then come with a late run and run straight past the leader. And she's drawn barrier number three in the Gold Tiara final on Friday night. So again, Cole McDowell's going to have options because she is clearly the fastest beginner in that race. And Kerry McDowell, the trainer of Michelle Lee Mack, is joining us to have a chat. Morning, Kerry.
Good morning, Greg.
Michelle Lee Mack, she looks a very, very strong winning chance in Friday's race. Must be a little bit exciting for you.
Oh, yes, to say the least. Very excited. We've had a really high opinion of her from day one, and the draw helped, but she's got a lot of ability, and yes, we will have some options. So hopefully it all goes to plan.
She was very impressive on debut at Penrith. I remember she jumped out that night and she led, and she looked a little bit vulnerable on the turn, and all of a sudden she found another gear. She ran away from them. So by the sounds of it, she's had a lot of ability from day dot.
Yeah, no, she definitely has from word go, Greg. She always showed it. And, you know, with each race and the experience and, you know, maturing that, she just seems to be showing more and more. So we are very thrilled with her, and she's come from a very good bloodline. You know, her mother was a champion, won over sort of 100,000, and her mother, the Irish dancer, and a great-great-grandmother, private dancer. So there's a beautiful, you know, she's got beautiful breeding.
And the recent racing she's had has strengthened her up. It looks like it hasn't affected her at all.
No, she's been faring very well after each race. You know, we're obviously looking after her, but no, she has been pulling up really good after each race.
The filly that GG Blinks, the one that you went past in the heat, is that the main danger? It's really hard to pick a danger.
There's a a lot of respect that we paid to a number of runners in that race.
Yep.
You know, Emma Stewart's got a nice filly too. And GG Blinks, definitely. We've got to worry about her. And also Kerry Ann. You know, they've got a few nice fillies in that race. It's not going to be easy at all. We're going to have to earn it.
How's Colin? Is he does he get nervous before big races?
He doesn't seem to show it, but, you know, how can you not? It's he's bred this filly, so it's always more, you know, sentimental and that. But, you know, he's been doing it for a long time now, so I can't speak for him. But, you know, we'll all be a little bit of, you know, nerves, I think.
And where does the name come from? Do you know?
Yes. That is Michelle Lee Mack. That is Colin's daughter.
Colin's daughter.
Yes.
All right. So, and well, it'll obviously be quite special if she can win the gold tiara, then.
Yeah, definitely. Michelle's always been, she's always there, you know, rooting for us and barracking and watching and everything, but she works side by side with Colin in Allied Express, so she's always been a very big part of the team, even though she's not here every day with us.
Okay. What about Xanadu winning a heat of the bracelet yesterday? Must have been happy with that too?
Yeah, no, she was very impressive too yesterday, so we were very happy with her as well. And again, she's another filly that we've sort of looked after and let her mature. She only had one race start as a two-year-old, but she's come back stronger, and, yeah, so we are hopeful with her again.
Okay. Nice. We'll wait for the barrier draw for her. With Michelle Lee Mack, what's the plans for her? Is she eligible for basically everything as a two-year-old?
Yeah, we've made sure of that. The APG Gold, I'm pretty sure we're eligible for that. So, yep. Yeah, she'll be set up for the sort of the classics, I think.
Yep, all right. Good as gold. Well, yeah. All the best of luck. I don't want to put the kiss of death on you, but she looks, after drawing barrier three, gee, she looks hard to beat. She was so impressive in her heat win, and you do have so many options. Wish you all the best of luck, and see you up there on Friday.
Will do. Thanks a lot, Greg.
And there she is, Kerry McDowell, the trainer of Michelle Lee Mack, who has become, well, was always going to be one of the major players, but just will rocket into favouritism after drawing barrier number three for Friday night's big one. You will see all of those feature races on Sky. Don't forget In the Gig coming up on Sky 2 tonight from 6 o'clock. Our special story this evening is on a couple of New South Wales trainers, David and Brad Hewitt. Went down to Goulburn recently and caught up with them. And just quickly on the Whittaker family, of course, who were hit by the mobile on Sunday night, and that meeting was abandoned at Redcliffe. There has been a GoFundMe page set up by Todd McCarthy last night, and I think there was a target of $5,000 set by Todd. That was quickly surpassed within about 40 minutes. It's up to $27,000-$28,000. So well done for that, Todd. Cozzy, that wraps up another edition of On The Pace. Mm-hmm. I'll be back next week, and we'll have a look at what happened at Bathurst on Friday.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Greg Hayes, On The Pace. It's 11:01, Sky Sports Radio.